Hello, listeners of ACT English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy.
So, Wendy, today I think it would be important to dive into bullying, and specifically bullying in the U.S.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, 今天呢，我们就来聊一下在美国的这个 bullying, 也就是校园霸凌。So, how does the U.S. deal with bullying?
Yeah, well, that's an important question. So first, there are many schools across the U.S. that have implemented anti-bullying policies and programs that are aimed at preventing bullying.
有一种方式呢，就是实施这种 anti-bullying policies and programs, 反霸凌政策。那这是一种什么政策呢?
Yeah, well, these often include clear guidelines on behavior expectations and a definition of what even counts as bullying, the consequences for bullying, and also ways to report incidents.
就是很全面的一个 policy, 有针对学生行为的 guidelines, 还有对霸凌行为进行一些界定,然后针对霸凌发生以后的一些处理措施,甚至对 ways to report, 对举报的这个方式也有相关的规定。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some schools also have anonymous reporting systems, such as hotlines or online forums, and this allows students to report bullying incidents confidentially. So that encourages students who maybe are hesitant to come forward, maybe they're afraid of retaliation, but with this anonymous hotline, they can get help.
这点很重要哈，要给学生提供一个安全的能够去举报或者是上报他们所看到的或者是经历的这样一些 bullying, 霸凌的行为。比如在美国呢，有的学校会有 anonymous reporting systems, 匿名的举报系统。比如说有这种 hotline, 热线电话。Which can help students to do it more confidently, without hesitation.
Mm-hmm, for sure.And some schools also offer educational programs and awareness campaigns that try to grow a culture of empathy and respect among their students.
Yeah, that was really important. 预防这个 bullying, 最关键的还是要从学生的这个品德上进行教育。Try to grow a culture of empathy and respect.要让学生从心底里面对别人有 empathy, 同理心 and respect, 要尊重别人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and many teachers and school staff also receive training on recognizing and responding to bullying behavior. They will teach these staff and faculty how to create a positive school climate and what are some strategies for dealing with bullying and really just how to support everybody involved.
Yeah, 老师的这个责任也很重要。They need to be able to recognize, 能够注意到 and then deal with bullying, 然后能够正确的去处理这个霸凌行为。And also support students, 对被霸凌的学生呢提供一些帮助和支持。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and beyond that, many schools offer support services for both victims and perpetrators of bullying. So this can look like counseling services, peer support groups, and conflict resolution programs that tries to solve the root issues of bullying.
Yeah, both the victim and perpetrator need support. 这个受害者和施暴者其实都需要一定程度上的帮助 like counseling services, 咨询服务 which I think can offer students some emotional support. And the conflict resolution program you said is really important to solve the root issues of bullying. 要解决矛盾的根源其实这才是最重要的来避免下一次霸凌的发生。
Mm-hmm. Often this can look like awareness campaigns to educate students, parents, and staff about the impact of bullying and the importance of creating a safe and inclusive environment. So these campaigns may involve assemblies or posters, guest speakers, or themed events.
这些其实都可以通过不同的方式来进行，比如说 assemblies, 学校的集会, posters, 海报宣传 guest speakers, 请嘉宾来做一些讲座或者分享 or themed events, 甚至可以有一些主题日活动来宣传教育。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also another thing to think about, with the rise of the internet and technology, cyberbullying has also become a bigger issue.
Yeah, that's another form of bullying, and it could be equally serious as physical ones. Cyberbullying, 网络霸凌,也是近几年很严重的一种霸凌形式。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, schools and organizations often educate students about how to be responsible online, and they need to think through what rules they have in place for it.
Yeah, well, some websites or apps, they have no limitation for young people, so they can receive anything like other adults do, and can send whatever they want, which can be really dangerous. So it's important to show them some online responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.Some schools I've heard use monitoring software or they partner with technology companies to identify and address online harassment.
Yeah, that's a good way to deal with it. 有的学校会用 monitoring software, 监测软件来监控 online harassment, 网络上的骚扰。
Mm-hmm. So beyond that, I've also seen several states that have created legislation that specifically targets bullying in schools. So these laws may outline how schools should address bullying, they may provide protection for victims, and establish protocols for investigating and addressing reported incidents.
除了在学校里面呢，美国有些州也有明确的 legislation 法律。规定学校应该如何应对霸凌，然后为学生提供一些相应的保护措施，以及规定如何调查或者说处理相关的一些案件。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for example, in Colorado, they now require bullying preventions and education policies by district, but they also require each school principal to report annually on their school's bullying policies.
比如说在这个科罗拉多州就要求按学区 by district 制定一个这种霸凌预防的政策，但同时呢他们也要求学校的 principal 校长每年要报告自己学校的这个霸凌政策。
Mm-hmm. And West Virginian legislators require school district administrators to provide anti-harassment policies and training to staff and volunteers in their schools, and also to request state or federal funding for that purpose.
在另一个州呢，在这个西弗吉尼亚州规定要向学校教职工以及志愿者提供这样的反霸凌政策和培训，而且可以提供一定的经费支持。
Yeah, absolutely. So there is legislation in place, but it really doesn't always work, and there's a lot more that needs to be done. I've also seen some legal measures that can also include consequences for severe cases of bullying, like criminal charges.
Mm-hmm, okay. 有些法律呢还规定霸凌者会受到 criminal charges, 刑事指控。So when does it become a legal issue and the law has to get involved?那哪些情况这个 bullying 会被界定为法律案件呢？
Yeah, well, that's important to know. So here is a little list of situations where it becomes a crime that someone is bullying. So if there is physical assault or violence, if there's sexual harassment or assault, if there's extortion or blackmail, severe psychological harm or suicide. But really, beyond this list, it depends on the different circumstances of that bullying incident.
情况还是很多种啊，比如说刚刚列举的一些 physical assault, 人身攻击或者是肢体上的一些霸凌 and then sexual harassment, 性骚扰 extortion or blackmail, 敲诈勒索 or severe psychological harm, 对别人心理上造成一些伤害。
Yeah, and different states have different policies too, but most states say penalties will be imposed in accordance with the law if the conduct involves a criminal offense or a civil infringement. And for those who have not yet reached the level of crime, the school may handle them according to the campus's anti-bullying policies.
OK, I see. 那每个州的规定呢其实都不太一样，但大部分都说是如果这个霸凌行为涉及到刑事犯罪或者是民事侵权这样子的话，就会依法进行处罚。那如果没有达到这种程度呢，学校就可以根据自己校园的这个 anti-bullying policy 反霸凌政策进行相应的处理。
Yeah, and in New Jersey and West Virginia, their laws, for example, say that they are the only state that bullying policies include consequences and treatment for the abuser, but they don't specify what the consequences are. But, for example, the Georgia Act states that if a student conducts bullying 3 times in a school year, he will be assigned to another special school for education. So, as you can see, it really depends on the individual states.
Yeah, 真的是每个州都不一样。比如说这个新泽西州和西弗吉尼亚州的这个霸凌政策呢，就是只是指出了施暴者他要承担一定的后果，还有相应的一些治疗措施，但是他并没有说明具体要承担什么样的后果。但是在这个乔治亚州的法律呢，就明确规定，如果说这个学生他一年中出现3次的霸凌行为，就需要去一个 special school, 一种特殊学校去接受教育。
Yeah. And charges can also be different based on different conditions. So, for example, in 2019, a 13-year-old boy was injured and eventually died after being punched in the head by 2 other students. So, since this was a really severe case, the punishment to everyone involved was rather serious. The 2 abusers were arrested, and the school principal was removed from the middle school, and the school district was charged to pay $27 million to the legal guardians of that boy.
那这种其实已经是很严重的一种霸凌行为了哈。在2019年呢，有一个13岁的男生被霸凌致死，因为这个结果比较的严重嘛，最终的惩罚措施呢就会相对的重一点。那比如说两个施暴者是被捕，学校的校长呢也被撤职，当地的那个学区最终向孩子的父母补偿了$2,700,000。
Yes, it was a very sad situation. There was another case in 2021 with a Michigan school shooting in which a 15-year-old boy was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for killing 4 of his classmates and wounding others. And then both of his parents were also prosecuted.
Oh my God, that's terrible.在2021年呢，美国密歇根州有一个15岁的男生持枪杀害了4名同学，然后最后是被判终身监禁，然后他的父母也被起诉。那像这种情节比较严重的霸凌事件，惩罚的措施呢就会更加严厉一些，不只是 abuser 施暴者有受到惩罚，学校、父母甚至整个 district 学区都要承担一定的责任。
And some cases may also lead to changes when preventing bullying. Like, for example, the 2010 Massachusetts anti-bullying law, at the time the country's most comprehensive, was signed after a high school bullying incident that caused a 15-year-old high school student's death by suicide.
That's so sad. I mean, consequences of bullying can be really serious.在美国呢，有些这个霸凌法案也是因为一些霸凌事件的发生才设立的。那比如说2010年呢，美国的马萨诸塞州有一个15岁的学生因为霸凌呢最后自杀了。那这个案子呢引起了社会的关注，最后也就推动了马萨诸塞州的反霸凌法案的设立。那刚刚说的这个案子最后是怎么判的呢？
In the end, 5 of the students were sentenced to community service on harassment or civil rights charges.
Okay, I see. 这个施暴者呢，最后都是受到了侵犯人权和骚扰的指控，然后 were sentenced to community service, 最后被惩罚去做一定时间的这个社区服务。
Yeah, so overall, there is a lot legally that can happen, but it also depends on the state, and a lot of these laws are still being created today.
Yeah. Well, then as a parent or family member, what can you do to be proactive about bullying? 那家长这边有什么预防或者是应对霸凌的措施吗？
Yeah, that's important. Well, I think first, it's really important that you have open communication, that you maintain open and supportive communication with your child. So you encourage them to talk about their experiences at school and online too, and include any concerns or incidents related to bullying. You should listen attentively and really take their concerns seriously.
Yeah, having open communications. 要给孩子提供一个能够坦诚开放的交流的空间和环境，及时了解他们在学校的这些经历和需求 is really important, especially today when many children spend more time on their phones and seem to be reluctant to talk to their parents face to face.
Yeah.And I think second, you should educate your child. You should teach your child about what bullying is, the different forms it can take, like physical, verbal, social, and cyberbullying, and then also teach them how to recognize it.
除了了解孩子呢，也要让孩子意识到霸凌的各种形式，能够及时的避免和制止霸凌。因为其实有时候施暴者甚至是受害者，他并没有意识到他的那个行为其实就是一种霸凌。
Yeah, and also you should establish clear expectations for their behavior, both online and offline. You should emphasize the importance of treating others with empathy and respect, and discuss what the consequences are for bullying behavior.
除此之外呢，还要树立好孩子的这个行为规范，要对别人有 empathy, 同理心和 respect.尊重，不只是在生活中，其实现在在互联网上的言行也应该有所控制。
Yeah, if you are worried that your child will be bullied or is being bullied, you should equip them with coping strategies to deal with bullying. An example of this maybe is better assertive communication or seeking help from a trusted adult, knowing when to walk away from a potentially harmful situation, and also just encouraging them to develop a strong social support network.
呀，从另一个角度来看呢，父母不仅是要避免孩子去施暴，也要防止他们受到霸凌的这个伤害，要让他们能够更加 confidently, 更加勇敢地站出来为自己维护，或者说去帮助别人。
Yeah, and practically, you can also be a positive role model for your child by being kind and showing them how to resolve conflicts peacefully and constructively.
Yeah, be a positive role model. 父母呢要以身作则，为孩子树立榜样。一方面呢要 be kind, 不要成为施暴者。另一方面要能够 solve conflicts peacefully and constructively, 能够平和的有效的解决冲突，不要成为受害者。
Yeah, overall, if you're unsure how to handle a bullying situation, or if your child is struggling emotionally, please don't hesitate to seek support from school counselors, mental health professionals, or support groups for parents of bullied children. You really don't have to navigate this situation alone.
Yeah, that's right. 不管是家长还是孩子，如果遇到无法解决的问题呢，一定要及时寻求帮助。You don't have to navigate the situation alone.
Yeah. I know this has all been very serious and very heavy, but I think that overall, everyone has to be involved if we really want to address bullying. So that looks like local organizations, parents...and law enforcement agencies all need to work together with the schools to develop ways to prevent and address bullying.
Exactly. 每个人呢都有责任，无论是学校啊、家长，还是相关的执法部门。
For sure. So thank you for listening to this serious conversation today. We hope you learned something and maybe have ideas for how you can help this issue. Please leave a comment below with any thoughts you have, and we'll see you next time.
感谢大家收听本期节目，也欢迎大家在评论区给我们留言，分享一下你对这个话题的一些想法和感受。
All right, well, we'll see you next time. This is Sayla.
This is Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye.